Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Good morning. Are you awake? Or is this still part of that weird dream you were having?
This is a huge pickle.
Carson and Kennedy begins now.
If you're just tuning in, here's what we know.
Oh, it's a disaster.
Morning.
Morning.
Morning. Hey, who's in the mood for some fun?
It's Monday.
He's ready for a great first day.
That's not me.
I was planning on sleeping in.
Don't go back to sleep, okay? I need you to wake up.
TGIMA. Thank God it's Monday again.
You're weird. You're such a weird person.
I just happen to be alive.
Yeah, well.
Could you take it down a notch?
Whatever.
It's showtime, folks.
I might be better on my own. I hate you blowing up my phone. I wish I never met your ass. Sometimes it be like that, but I'm not myself the night you're gone. There ain't no way of moving on. I'm not afraid to need you back. Sometimes it be like that.
Sometimes it be like that, Kennedy. He's not here for your whatever you're up to. Some Kane Brown to get us going this morning. Kane Brown, Darius Rucker, Gabby Barrett, all at Fenway Park Friday, June 23rd. And we're going to give away some tickets here in about a half hour to the show. So I thought we'd kick it off this way this morning, Kennedy.
That's quite a lineup.
That's a good show.
I saw Darius at the Box Center alone, and I could have lived off that vibe for another year.
Did he do a lot of Hootie and the Blowfish songs?
He did too.
Uh-huh.
He didn't need to do anymore. He's had all of his own hits.
Oh, I know he does.
I really didn't know that much about his countryside.
Until you were there?
Yeah, well, I like to, before I go, I listen to a lot of things I might not know
sure,
so that I can appreciate everything I'm about to hear. But yeah.
I do the same thing. Yeah. I like hearing stuff for the first time live. It's hard to
digest I want to know what I'm listening to. But yeah, he knocked out a couple of Hootie hits, and that was pretty great too.
Yeah.
little hold my hand.
Yeah. So, Kane Brown, Darius Rucker, Gabby Barrett, and Restless Road. I'm not familiar with Restless Road. But we're going to give away tickets to that show coming up at about 6:15. This is a really good one. This is with Khalid and Swae Lee.
Be right back. It hurts sometimes. It be like that. I might be better on my own.
It is Monday, January 30th, 2023. Good morning.
Good morning.
How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing good. Doing good. Doing good. Dreaming about lunch already, though.
That happens sometimes.
I'm going to that Mexican place that was in the news last week in Waltham. The Taqueria something.
That clearly put a place in your heart that you remember its name. So
I got the address. That's all I need. I'm meeting a friend there for lunch. I was like, I saw this place in the news. They say it's one of the best Mexican places in the country. Let's go to Waltham.
It's more than that. It was like... Was it Beard nomination or was it a Michelin
I don't think it was
star?
A James Beard. No, it was Yelp. It was one of
the best
top 100 restaurants in America.
Which, as you know, no one ever says anything nice on Yelp.
I know,
so
right?
That's saying something.
Yeah, that is true. That is true. So I got tacos on the brain already
this morning. Sounds perfect.
All right. Well, it's good to see you, Kennedy. Producer Dan.
Good morning.
How you doing?
It's good to be seen as well.
Yeah, good to see you, buddy. Dan and I crossed each other in the parking lot this morning.
That's weird. I didn't think you guys parked in the same parking lot.
Thank you, Kennedy. This is what is weird.
I always park downstairs.
Not always.
Since when?
Yes, for like the last year.
You parked upstairs.
For a long time, yeah.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
So here's what I'm going to say.
It's been a while.
But here's what I'll say. He moved to the back parking lot when he got the new car, I think. That's when I think you started in the back parking lot. But recently, you've been parking in different places. So he and I used to park kind of right almost next to each other. But now he parks on the other side of the parking lot. What happened, Dan? Did I do something to offend you?
Why would you say that it's about you?
Because that's the way my brain works.
First of all, not. And even if it was, rude to ask.
What happened? Why did you move spots?
Well, I moved to, instead of forward facing the building, I'm now parked to the side.
Easier to get out?
Well, also, this blocks the broken part of my car.
Okay. So you don't want people to see where you got smashed because
yes.
It's a new car. That makes sense. I've done that before. You park a certain way.
I'm parking at an angle that blocks the right.
So people can't see where it got smashed.
The front right of my
car. I have definitely done that.
The defensive maneuver.
Carson is the only person that cares about cars in that parking lot. I can assure you. Nobody knows what anybody drives down there except Carson.
There's a really good story.
Whoa, that orange car got messed up. What happened there?
I don't look at anything.
Isn't that funny? I would have noticed. My mother, when she was younger, she took out her mom's car and her mom's like, be careful, don't wreck it, and don't go to the mall. And she went to the mall and she hit hit like a light post and did a long scrape down the side of it on the driver's side. So when she got home, she thought she would park it out on the street with the passenger side facing their house. And then she would just tell us, oh, somebody must have swiped.
Oh my God, we got sideswiped.
So she gets out of the car. Her mom was across the street at a neighbor's and looking right at her and the long scratch down the car. She got busted.
Good try.
Good try.
Good mom level of 100.
Right, good exactly. Try.
All right, we got a lot happening on the show this morning. As I mentioned, we've got tickets to Kane Brown, Dairy Strucker, Gabby Barrett at Fenway Park on June 23rd. We're going to bring back 8-bit hits for that coming up just after 6 o'clock. We'll find out what everybody did over the weekend in the 7 o'clock hour. In the 8 o'clock hour, Lana found some really funny letters from her students of her internship back when she was a teacher 20 years ago. Mm-hmm. And they are the funny, most adorable, most outrageous things you have ever heard.
What? I just wonder if you could find those people now because they're all grown now.
Yeah, they're all 20 years older. They're all 26, 27 years old. But the letters are just stinking adorable. Aww. And there is a common thread with all of the letters that she got from her past students at a teacher internship. So we'll have that coming up in the 8 o'clock hour. We also have a pair of tickets into our Mix Lounge with American Authors presented by Arbella Insurance. We'll do that with Campy Kennedy at 7:45. Talk a little bit about what happened with Boston sports over the weekend and who is going to the Super Bowl, along with the Good Vibe Tribe, coming up in 9 minutes on Mix.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
The 49ers versus the Eagles yesterday and the Bengals versus the Chiefs. Of those four, two of them are now going to the Super Bowl.
The Philadelphia Eagles are going back to the Super Bowl.
To Taylor. He's not down yet. He is now. It's over. It is over. And the Kansas City Chiefs have won it.
Yay, the two teams nobody wanted to see.
I was rooting for the 49ers and the Bengals, and they both lost. I'm sorry, Kennedy.
I'm not. It's okay.
Yeah.
Two teams go. They play a game.
Mm-hmm.
We get to watch an awesome halftime show with Rihanna.
Mm-hmm.
It's fine.
Yeah, I'm watching the Rihanna Bowl now. That's what I'm doing.
Everything's fine.
Being the 49er starting quarterback might be the most dangerous job in America.
Mm-hmm. Did he get hurt?
Yeah, they were down to their fourth string quarterback for a lot of the game.
Were they already on their fourth string quarterback?
Well, Brock Purdy was the third string, and then he went out.
Hurt.
And then, so the fourth string quarterback was in, and then he got taken out by the referees. So he got sacked and his head hit the ground. It looked like he might have been concussed. And it's a different NFL now.
Right.
They don't just allow the player to figure it out. Somebody called down from up in a box somewhere and said it looked like he got concussed. So they took him out. He never came back in. The guy that got hurt, Brock Purdy, came back in and had to hand off the ball for the rest of the game because his elbow was probably broken.
The man is a hero.
He never threw the ball again. It was the craziest thing you've ever seen. I'd never seen anything like that.
I think they had an assistant coach with a helmet on in case he needed to come in and play quarterback.
Right, the poor kid. Poor kid had to hand the ball off for the rest of the game. Yeah, it was really, really.
And the Bengals got host, so there's that.
Yeah, they did. Bruins lost 4-1 to the Carolina Hurricanes. They are off until Wednesday. They play in Toronto on Wednesday night. Celtics had a hell of a game on Saturday. It went to overtime against the Lakers. The Lakers got hosed at the end of that game.
Speaking of refs dictating the end of a game.
Jason Tatum fouled the hell out of LeBron James at the end of the game, and they ended up going to overtime. They didn't call the foul. If they'd have called the foul, LeBron would have had two free throws with no time left in regulation, and they would have, the Lakers would have won the game. It went to overtime, and the Celtics ended up winning it overtime. They are off until Wednesday. The Nets are in town for that game. Let's go ahead and get to the Good Vibe Tribe right now.
Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe. In this world filled with serious news reports and people doing stupid things, we say every little thing is gonna be alright. Yeah. There are people in this world doing good work and we are here to celebrate them. So don't worry about a thing. Nah. Yeah. Here's another story from a member of Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe.
Drop us a text here in the studio if you want to share a Good Vibe Tribe story, 617-931-1234. This is a Good Vibe Tribe story from the world of sports, Kennedy. This, according to Boston.com, Boston reportedly one of three cities awarded a National Women's Soccer League expansion team.
Ooh.
And this is a really interesting story. So Boston will be one of three cities that is picking up a franchise as a part of the league's latest rounds of expansion. This was reported by the Wall Street Journal. So an all-female Boston-based investment group will reportedly pay a $50 million franchise fee. Jennifer Epstein, the founder of Juno Equity and the daughter of Celtics co-owner Robert Epstein, heads the group. Anna Palmer, Stephanie Connaughton, Amy Danoff, their managing partners, and even Linda Henry, the chief executive officer of the Boston Globe Media Company, is one of the small investors. So it is all women that will own this professional team. I think maybe 2025 is what they're looking at, and they haven't said where the team will play its games yet. White Stadium in Franklin Park. Appears to be the leading candidate. Mayor Wu has said maybe East Boston's Memorial Stadium. Other games have been played at Harvard Stadium, Dillboy Stadium in Somerville, and Harvard's Jordan Field. So there you go. How about that, Kennedy?
I think that's awesome.
Yeah, I think that's kind of cool, especially that it's all female investors
like to
help
become a backer. Tell me how, ladies. Tell me how.
A woman in Nevada smashed through the wall of her shower after she discovered that her cat Winston had been walled in by a contractor earlier in the day by accident.
I would then go to his house and wall him into his wall because that's how that would go.
She said she heard the cat meowing from the other side of the wall. She enlisted the help of her boyfriend and Winston's favorite snack, cheese. They made a hole in the wall, and once it was big enough, Winston emerged and is fine.
That is going to affect that guy's online review. For sure.
And a company in Japan has created a wearable beanbag chair.
The
clearest way to explain them is that you look like Grimace, you know, the purple McDonald's character. So they go over your head like a sweater, but they're basically like wearing a huge suit. The idea is that whenever you're tired, you just lay down wherever you are inside your wearable beanbag chair.
You're just so lazy.
How high do you have to be like wearable beanbag chair?
Or how lazy do you have to be?
And Kennedy, we're nearing the end of January, which means we are on the brink of the month with the worst holiday of the year if you're single, and that is Valentine's Day. But some cities have more single people than others. If you're looking for single men, here you go, Kennedy. Are you ready?
I'm all set, but you go ahead.
The most single men are in Minneapolis, Atlanta, Newark, Pittsburgh, Madison, Wisconsin, Richmond, Cincinnati, St. Louis, Buffalo, and there are some lonely cowboys in Reno, Nevada. And if you're looking for single women, you got to go to Buffalo, Richmond, and Pittsburgh. If more seasoned divorcees are your speed, check out Spokane, Washington, Jacksonville, Florida, and also Orlando, Florida.
Sure. Get right on that.
Yeah, because I want to go to Buffalo and Pittsburgh.
And Orlando.
The lively scene.
Never.
What do you have for Good Vibe Tribe audio, Kennedy?
All righty. Well, we got to see Damar Hamlin for the first time. He put out something on his social media. He put out a 6-minute video just to let everybody know where he was and to say thank you. And it really is something to listen to.
This is just the beginning of the impact that I wanted to have on the world. And with God's guidance, I will continue to do wonderful and great things. I couldn't do this without any of the support and the love, and I can't wait to continue to take y'all on this journey with me.
Of course, Damar Hamlin, the Buffalo Bills player that almost died on the field, had his life saved. I looked it up this morning. His GoFundMe that he started out to try and raise $2,500 is now over $9 million.
Yes, it is.
Wow,
yes, it
super
is.
Cool. Thank you, Kennedy. Mm-hmm.
If you know someone who should be celebrated in Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe, call or text us now. 617-931-1234. Keep up the good vibes there, Boston.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
The Carson and Kennedy Show is back.
So here we go.
On Mix 1041.
They wonder why. I don't know if you've heard about the show. It's coming to Fenway Park Friday, June 23rd. Kane Brown, Darius Rucker, Gabby Barrett, Restless Road. I just checked the weather for June 23rd. It is going to be spectacular. Something about a Fenway Park show in the middle of summer. Get out your jean shorts, your cowboy boots, Kennedy, your cowboy hat.
Yes.
Get your yeehaw on.
One must wear the official uniform.
And we want to give away some tickets to the show, so we thought we'd bring it back this morning. A game that we love to play. It's called 8-Bit Hits.
Here's a stupid game you can play to win concert tickets and prizes. Name that song. That sounds like a video game you play in your basement. Let's all play now, Carson and Kennedy's 8-Bit Hits.
All right, the game is super simple. Producer Dan pulled a bunch of country songs that sound like they should be in a video game from the 80s, and we're going to roll through. You have to get all four right to win. Is that right? That is correct. Who is this we have here? Good morning. What's your name?
Joe.
Hey, Joe. How you doing?
We're doing good.
All right. So, again, I'm going to play for you an 8-bit hit. You have to give us the title of the song. You got to get four right to win. Are you ready, Joe?
Let's go.
Let's do it. All right, can you name that one?
Yeah, that's my name in it. It's Cotton Eye Joe.
Okay,
Joe's good. Like, that was about me.
That was a softball. All right, here is the second one. Yeah. Do you remember who sang that one, Kennedy?
No.
Rednecks with an X.
There it is. There it is.
That was the name of the group. Rednecks with an X. All right, here's the next one, Joe. All right, Joe, name that 8-bit hit.
Come on, buddy.
Oh, Joe, no. Joe?
No.
Oh.
We're going to miss.
Yeah, everybody else on hold is like, yes, Joe's out. I'm in. Carrie's from Beverly. Good morning, Carrie.
Good morning.
Did you hear the first one?
I did.
What was it again?
Cotton Eye Joe.
That is correct. All right, let's take a listen to the second one. All right, can you name that 8-bit hit?
I'm singing all the words. I think it's, is it Rely on Each Other?
No.
Oh, no, that is incorrect.
Oh, they're dropping like flies.
They are. 617-931-1234. Rebecca is from Tingsboro. Good morning, Rebecca.
Hi.
Did you hear the first one?
I did.
And what was that one called?
Cotton Eye Joe.
Okay. Did you hear the second one?
I did.
Do I need to give you it again, or do you know it?
Oh, I hope I know the name. I know the whole song.
Okay. What do you think the title of the song is?
Islands in the Street.
In the what?
In the Street.
Oh, man. No.
It is not Islands in the Streets. Oh, producer Dan, you might need to go line up some more phone calls.
All right. In the Street. Have you been saying that for years?
You know what? I'm not going to make fun. There's
I know. That is so close. Kim is from Chelmsford. Good morning, Kim.
Good morning.
Okay, the first one you heard, what was it?
Cotton Eye Joe.
Okay. Very good. Right. And the second one?
Islands in the Stream.
There we have it.
Islands in the Stream. Yes, that is right. All right.
No one in between. How can we be wrong? Sail away with me.
Come on. Come on, Kennedy, you and me, like Kenny and Dolly. We're making love. Oh,
wait, right, so wrong. You have to get the verse.
Oh, sorry, wrong verse. Okay. That is two of the four. You got to get the next two correct. Take a listen to this one, Kim, all right? This 8-bit hit. All right, name that 8-bit hit. Oh, no, you're kidding.
I know. I thought I know it, but
it's okay.
Oh, and it's one of the artists that is playing the show. Oh, that is heartbreaking, Kennedy. Oh, that is heartbreaking.
All right, let's go.
All right, let's see. Amy, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Okay, did you know the first one?
Yeah, Cotton Eye Joe.
Okay, and the second one?
Island in the Stream.
All right, did you know the third one, or do you need me to play it again?
Wagon Wheel.
The Wagon Whoa. Wheel is correct. Coming in yes. Mama, a wagon wheel. Ride me, mama, any way you feel. Hey, mama, ride me. Ride me. Okay, Amy. You got three of the four right. Here is the last one. You get this one right, and you're going to this big concert at Fenway Park. Are you ready?
Yeah.
All the marbles.
All right, can you name that 8-bit hit?
Achy Breaky Heart.
That is it, yes.
I just don't think you'd understand.
I used to dance this in my underwear at my grandma's house.
My achy breaky heart, he might blow up and kill this man.
Woo! Yes, you are going to see. Let's see, who do we have here? We have Kane Brown, we have Darius Rucker, we have Gabby Barrett, and also, who else is going to be there? A newer artist, Restless Road. Whew. Man, Amy.
Awesome.
That was worrisome.
Yeah, that was a little
very
stressful.
Very good job, my friend. Very good job.
I won the last 8-bit hit for the Thomas Rhett tickets.
No, you did not.
Look at you now. Look at you now.
Oh, man, she might have to go in the 8-bit Hall of Fame. 8-bit hit Hall of Fame, Dan.
She'll be the first one.
That is awesome.
About to build the Hall of Fame around her.
There we go. The Amy Doe Hall of Fame. There we go.
Congratulations, Amy. You're going to see Kane Brown, Darius Rucker, Gabby Barrett, Restless Road, Friday, June 23rd at Fenway Park. Tickets are on sale right now at livenation.com.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
She's got the Hollywood hookup. Gossiping 24-7. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Kennedy.
Yeah. Hey, a lot to get to this morning. So T.J. Holmes and Amy Robach are officially out at ABC. Sources told Page Six that the deal between the network and their GMA3 anchors was signed, executed, and done by Friday afternoon. An ABC News spokesperson later confirmed the news in a statement, saying after several productive conversations with Amy and TJ about different options, we all agreed it's best for everyone that they move on for ABC News. We recognize their talent and commitment over the years and are thankful for their contributions. ABC News president, Kim Godwin, issued an all-staff email moments before sending the statement out worldwide, saying, I want to share with you that we've reached a decision about TJ and Amy. I know this has been a distraction for so many of us, but let's not forget all the great work that continues to make ABC the number one news network in America, and that's because of you and blah, 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 blah.
It wasn't a distraction, though. It was like a two-second distraction. They
it
came
was
back
an absolute distraction for people who worked there because it's all anybody was talking about.
Mm-hmm. But it would have been over in 5 minutes. Like, the next thing would have happened, and they would have moved on.
It seems like Kennedy's saying they're more worried about the culture inside of the show than the outside perception.
And there was a lot of other stuff that was happening that just didn't get us in much air. But there were a lot of other women who came forward, some of whom were his not his superiors. They were underneath him.
Right.
There was some talk about her behavior, too. I think maybe this was just like, let's just agree to disagree. And I'm sure that they're going to pop up somewhere soon.
You think they paid them a lot of money to go away?
No, I think that there was a contract. And I think whatever was in the contract probably got whatever. And they
nice little parachute
came up with some kind of a something. We won't say anything about this if you don't say anything about that. And they moved on with their day.
They got plenty of money to go to Turks and Caicos next summer. That's for sure.
They sure do.
Twerks and Caicos, right,
right,
Kennedy?
At the same place where she used to take her ex-husband, Andrew.
The
it's
audacity.
So nice. Yeesh. Pick a new spot at least, bro. You know what I mean? Like that whole like taking one person where you used to take another person.
Isn't that what Giselle's doing right now too with her jiu-jitsu instructor, like hanging out where they...
Well, that's where she had her house. That was her spot. Yeah. I'm just saying, but but he's been with them there. Like he travels with the family. Do you know what I mean? He's been there before, I think, probably. But,
yeah, he's been there before.
But why do you care? She's a single woman. She can do whatever the hell she wants.
I don't know. Seemed like a little overlap to me. Seemed like a little overlap.
Oh, get out of here!
You don't think?
No.
Well, I mean, there was definitely some overlap with the Good Morning America hosts and their spouses.
Yeah, that's
but
true too.
But that's been said. You know what I mean? No, that had nothing to do with nothing. You've got to be kidding me. Last week, the Grammys dropped their first list of performers. And if you were watching the AFC Championship game last night, you caught the next big announcement. And that is that Harry Styles will be performing at the upcoming Grammys. He joins Lizzo, Bad Bunny, Mary J. Blige, Steve Lacy, Luke Combs, Sam Smith, and others. More performances should be announced in the next week. That will all happen February 5th on CBS at 8. And Adele denying claims that she wasn't going to attend the Grammys during her residency performance on Friday. She's nominated for 7 awards, including 3 in the Big Four. She confirmed she will be in attendance and would never disrespect the ceremony like that. Apparently, there's rumors out there that she wasn't going to. And she said, whoever started that rumor is a blank blank.
A blank blank.
In true Adele fashion. Yes. And Priscilla Presley has contested the authenticity and validity of Lisa Marie Presley's will. She filed documents in Los Angeles Superior Court on Thursday, challenging a purported 2016 amendment to the will, which ousted her as a trustee. According to the documents that were obtained by Page Six, Priscilla asked a judge to determine the validity of the amendment, which named Lisa Marie's eldest daughter, Riley Keough, and her late son as successor co-trustees. The amendment allegedly removed Lisa Marie's former business manager, Barry Siegel, along with Priscilla from the trust, leaving Riley the sole trustee after her brother died by suicide in 2020. In the filing, Priscilla claims that she and Siegel were first named co-trustees on January 29, 1993, when Lisa Marie executed a revocable living trust, which she amended and completely restated on January 27, 2010. However, when Lisa Marie died on January 12th, they found a new amendment, which was dated March of 2016. Priscilla alleges in the documents that her daughter's signature on the 2016 document appears inconsistent with her usual signature, further arguing that Lisa Marie's name had even been spelled wrong. So what's happening there? I don't know more than that. I've read as much as I possibly can read about it. And that's really all I know at this point, is that she's saying that it's not her signature and they even spelled her name wrong. So how can that be right? So, and they're also saying, TMZ is also saying that Lisa Marie was on a really bad weight loss regimen in the months leading up to her death because she wanted to look her best when Elvis came out. Mm-hmm. And that 2 months before the Golden Globe, she got plastic surgery. She began taking weight loss meds. She lost 50 pounds in 6 weeks is what they're saying.
Wow.
No,
again,
really?
This is just TMZ talking. They're putting out a special tonight about all of the things that they have found.
Uh-huh.
You know, there's video of her at the Golden Globes and she doesn't look good. And, you know, right. she was slurring her words and stuff like that, where people are wondering if she back. You know, she has a real history with opiates and addiction and stuff. So, gosh, I really hope that's not the case and we don't have to besmirch her name and we can just let her rest in peace. But, you know, no one's going to.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
Can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no, oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Gambi Kennedy, presented by Catches Law Group, the personal injury pros at CatchesLaw.com, where you pay nothing unless they win. Everybody say good morning to Krista from Linfield.
Good morning, Krista.
Hi, guys.
Will you kick Kennedy out?
Kennedy, will you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thank you, too.
Bye, Kennedy. We're going to miss you.
Okay.
Here we go. Five trivia questions, all pop culture. You get more right than Kennedy, you win the cash. You tie, you lose, and Kennedy goes over in that soundproof studio. Are you ready, Krista?
I am ready.
Wilmer Valderrama, turning 43 today. He played Nick Torres on NCIS, but before that, he was Fez on which show?
That 70s show.
Jennifer Aniston and Julia Roberts are doing a body swap comedy. Who starred opposite Lindsay Lohan in the body swap comedy Freaky Friday?
Jamie Lee Curtis.
Sarah Michelle Gellar said Freddie Prinze Jr. didn't watch a movie with her for 15 years because she spoiled The Sixth Sense. What's the big twist at the end of The Sixth Sense?
He sees Bruce Willis is dead.
Spoiler alert.
Sorry.
What? He does what now?
He sees he's dead or something? I don't remember.
Well, does that work for you, Dan?
Yeah, I mean...
That's not really exactly what the spoiler is, though. It's close. What does he see?
Dead... I don't know.
I mean, yeah...
The kid sees dead people.
Okay. So,
no, she's right.
That's right. I got confused. My apologies.
Okay.
It will be the Philadelphia Eagles versus the Kansas City Chiefs in the Super Bowl. It is Super Bowl 57. It takes place February 12th at State Farm Stadium in Glendale, Arizona. Who's performing at the halftime show?
Rihanna, baby.
And question number five. Only one scene in the movie Fargo is actually set in the city of Fargo. Most of the movie actually takes place in Minnesota. Which state is Fargo located in?
North Dakota.
Well, let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Kennedy! Well, okay then. You're a wrecking ball.
I've actually beat her twice.
Kennedy, welcome back.
Hi.
Krista from Linfield, who has beat you twice before in Can't Beat Kennedy.
She just casually dropped that like everyone does.
Just got 5 out of 5 right.
Wow. Well done.
These are tough, Kennedy. Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to tell you which ones you got right or wrong. It adds to the suspense. Question number one. Wilmer Valderrama, turning 43 today. He played Nick Torres on NCIS, but before that, he was Fez on which show?
That 70s show.
Jennifer Aniston and Julia Roberts are doing a body swap comedy. Who starred opposite Lindsay Lohan in the body swap comedy Freaky Friday?
Jamie Lee Curtis.
Sarah Michelle Gellar said Freddie Prinze Jr. didn't watch a movie with her for 15 years because she spoiled The Sixth Sense.
That's dedication.
What's the big twist at the end of The Sixth Sense?
He sees dead people.
Question number four. It'll be the Philadelphia Eagles versus the Kansas City Chiefs in the Super Bowl. Takes place February 12th at State Farm Stadium in Glendale, Arizona. Who will be performing at the halftime?
Rihanna.
Excuse me. Question number five. Only one scene in the movie Fargo is actually set in the city of Fargo. Most of the movie actually takes place in Minnesota. Which state is Fargo in?
North Dakota.
All right, you said that 70s show. That is correct. Nice job. You said Jamie Lee Curtis. Yes, that is right. Bruce Willis was dead the whole time. Yes, he sees dead people. You said Rihanna. That is correct. And question number five, North Dakota. That is correct. Yes, nice job.
Woo.
But the twist isn't that he's, the twist at the end is Bruce Willis was dead the whole time. The kid seeing dead people isn't the twist at the end. That's happening throughout the movie.
Yeah, because they're all dead. He sees the dead people because they're dead.
Yeah, yes. I think that's a little ambiguous because I would say the plot twist is he sees dead people, right? Wouldn't that be it?
Yeah, that the people he's been looking at have been dead.
Yeah.
Dead.
Isn't that the plot twist? Bruce Willis is dead. Yes. All of them are dead.
Yeah, but the kid says he sees dead people. It's not a twist. He says that throughout the movie.
No, he doesn't say it until you hear the twist. I see dead people. And then he's like, well,
okay,
whatever.
Then I'm
They're
confused.
They're your questions.
Maybe
you
I'm confused today.
Yeah. I feel like they were both. Okay. You know, the answer could have, you know what I'm saying?
Gotcha. I gotcha.
You know what I'm saying? That's why I think they both got it right. 5-5 tie, and you get the cash. How about that? We're going to give you the $100 because we know Sal loves to give away his money. We'll be getting a text at any minute, Kennedy.
I doubt that.
Krista, what do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
I'm Krista from Linfield, and I can't be Kennedy, but hi.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1. Now back to Carson and Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy.
On Mix 104.1.
617-931-1234. If you want to call or text in, let us know what you got into over the weekend. Again, 617-931-1234. How about you, Kennedy? What'd you get into over the weekend?
Oh, not much. Friday night I went out. I went to see a comedy show in Somerville where we were the oldest people in the audience by at least 30 years. And then...
which local comics performed?
Actually, Debbie, the gal that auditioned to be
here. Oh, yeah.
It was one of her shows, and she had been inviting me, and I wanted to go see it, so we did. And
right.
It was very fun to be there, but we definitely felt our age.
Did it? Because it starts at like midnight or something?
Started at 7:30. That's why she invited me.
Oh, okay.
Knew.
Right.
No, it was just, we were the oldest people there.
Right.
By leaps and
That's
leaps
interesting.
And no, it's not. It's Somerville. Grown-ups don't live in Somerville.
No?
No. When's the last time you've been to Somerville?
I go to Somerville all the time because I live in Charlestown, and it's right there.
When's the last time you went out to an event, an evening in Somerville?
Well, I mean, I don't go out,
Stop
really.
Talking about driving through. That's not what I'm talking about.
I go
about.
To Assembly Row all the time, Kennedy.
That is not Somerville. So, all right.
Did you, like, feel it? Because I bet for the most part nobody even thought about it once.
No, no one paid attention to us because we were old. But that's fine. But I did. But
right, anyway, I understand.
It was just funny. And then, honestly, the rest of the weekend I just stayed at the house doing stuff around the house. So
I gotcha. All right, let's see. Matt, what'd you get into over the weekend?
Hey, guys. Good morning.
Good morning, Matt.
So let's see. So we left work on a little early on Thursday night because we had tickets to go see Hamilton in Boston.
Nice. Yep.
And that was even more amazing than watching it on Disney Plus.
Yeah.
It was incredible.
Yeah, it's pretty good on
it was
Disney
just,
Plus.
Like, jamming out.
Yeah.
It's still really good, Disney Plus. Yeah, it's awesome. And then let's see. So then we stayed overnight in the city, down by the like the water near the aquarium.
Right.
So Friday morning we got up and we went ice skating at Frog Pond.
You did a whole Boston later weekend. On at that.
Oh yeah. Oh, it's not done yet. And then we went to Putt Shack, that new miniature golf place.
Right.
In the seaport. That was awesome. That was really cool. And then we did like dinner there first and then miniature golf. Saturday we checked out Kane's Donuts because I've never been there before.
Oh, so good.
Was good.
So good.
And then did a really late holiday party with some friends from college and stuff, which was cool. And then on Sunday we went down to like the Mount St. Armand Cemetery in Cambridge. And we were trying to look for like the great horned owl and stuff, but we only saw like a few hawks.
You what went an awesome weekend. I went, love this.
Yeah, and then watch the football games.
Wait. You went owl
both
spotting?
Both the teams we. Yeah.
That's amazing. I didn't know that was a
There's
thing.
Actually, if you're
bird
a member of
is very much a thing.
Yeah, if you're actually a member of the trustees organization in Massachusetts, you can go to Crane Beach. And go do the owl prowl and look for the snowy owls.
I am a member of the trustees. I should go check out the owl prowl.
Do you need special binoculars?
Yeah, no, you just got to look at the tops of the sand dunes for those little owls. Actually, not too little. They're like 2 feet tall when they stand up.
That sounds like
that was like a
weekend.
Month's
Good
worth of things.
I know, man.
You and your girlfriend ever break up? Take me on a date.
Well, fiance now, but yeah. We were actually celebrating a late anniversary in Boston, so. Yeah, I mean, the wedding's not till 2024, but this is just the dating anniversary.
That sounds amazing.
Wow, that was a hell of a weekend. I'm tired after hearing all that. Mary from Swampscott, what'd you do this weekend?
Well, nothing like your friend who was just talking. I did one.
He's an overachiever, that Matt.
I nearly ended up in a wheelchair. Okay, so I'm a teacher. I'm quite old. And we had a holiday party on Friday night, and I danced up a storm.
Go ahead.
And I laughed. I joked, and I said, you know what? I bet I'll be needing a wheelchair on Monday. Well, Saturday came, and I couldn't do much but lie around and just rest my ankle because I was shot. But anyway, I was a driver, so I wasn't drinking, but I had a blast, but pretty much rested the weekend.
I love that you get out on the dance floor sober.
Did you do a little ibuprofen before you went to bed? That's the trick.
I beg your pardon?
A little ibuprofen before you go to bed on nights like that. That's the trick.
I think I did that. And then a friend put me onto some cream, which I used yesterday, which has helped.
Very good.
I joked to the principal that I'd be in a wheelchair. And I said, I'm going to the nurse's office getting a wheelchair. But I have a wrap for my ankle. So there you go.
Mary, I've hurt myself dancing multiple times. I get it.
Thank you, Mary. We appreciate that. We ended up doing a last-minute trip down to the Cape. We took my mother-in-law with us. And we did, we did all the Cape things. We went to the Kettle Ho, Kennedy. I don't know if you've ever been there. So this is the bar restaurant that is in the movie Summer Catch. You know, the Cape Cod Baseball League movie. Have you ever
I
seen
sure
that?
Don't,
is Freddie Prinze Jr. in that?
That's the one with Freddie Prinze. You don't know that? Oh, Kennedy, you got to watch it. It's so good. It is like 90s. Like, it is so good. It is a cute movie.
Sure,
it's a cute movie. And it's all over Cape Cod because it's Cape Cod Summer League.
Right.
But so anyway, we went to the Ho on Friday night. And then Saturday, we went to Mashpee Commons. I got to tell you, everything's on sale right now. That's my hot tip to you, Kennedy. Go clothes shopping right now. Everything's like 1,000% off.
Yes, Carson, that's what happens in January.
Yeah, well, I didn't know
they
that.
They have to get rid of everything that they bought that didn't get sold at Christmas and move stuff out of the way.
They
spring.
Saw me coming. I spent so much money in Mashpee Commons. And then we watched that movie, You People, with Jonah Hill. I don't know if you watched it or not.
No,
it's on Netflix.
I
liked
it. Funny, though.
Yeah, I liked it. There's some awkward. It could have been like an amazing movie. It was like a cute movie with a couple of funny moments. How about you, Producer Dan? What did you do this weekend?
So Friday, we went up to Laconia with my father, who was in town.
Yep.
We looked at a couple houses because they're trying to house shop to be snowbirds.
Did he buy one?
We looked at two houses. We couldn't agree on which one we liked more. Then we called the boss, my mother, who is orchestrating this whole thing from Florida.
Right.
And it's real. My father's whole thing, he's like, I wouldn't be able to buy her dinner and do the right thing. And she wants me to buy a $400,000
yeah,
house sight
wild.
Unseen of
that's
her.
That's pretty wild.
So I don't know if they're going to make an offer. We saw some houses. They both need a lot of work, and
right.
hopefully the market comes down
do
a little bit more.
Right.
But I did get to go to the 99 in Tilton.
Okay.
And I can let you know they're all the same everywhere.
Okay, good. Did you get some popcorn?
I did. Yeah, of course.
Yes, of course.
It was tough for the diet. But
there's an incredible diner in Tilton just next time you go.
You live and learn, Kennedy. Mm-hmm. And then I dropped him off at the airport 3 hours before he needed to be there, as typical of all old dads.
Right.
On Saturday morning. And then I just binge watched TV. I'm not an exciting guy at the moment.
And you got to sleep in your own bed last
That's
night.
That's right.
That is cool.
My back thanks me.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Let's get to Kennedy's Dirty right now.
She's got the Hollywood hookup. Gossiping 24/7. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Kennedy.
With Kennedy.
Yeah. Well, there's some controversy swirling around the Oscars. And it has to do with one of the women who was nominated for Best Actress. Her name, loops the story. Her name is Andrea Riseborough, and she was the breakout star of this year's nomination, seemingly out of nowhere, for her star turn in the barely seen independent drama To Leslie. The movie made about $30,000. Like, that's it. But her surprise nomination, there was a smartly orchestrated and star-studded word-of-mouth campaign. So people like Cate Blanchett, Gwyneth Paltrow, Kate Winslet, they saw the movie, they thought it was really good. You know, they sort of put their money where their mouth was to tweet out, hey, I really like this. You should look at this. Oscar voters, you should look at this. I thought it was very good. Edward Norton did the same thing. However, now they're suggesting that perhaps what happened during this campaign may have been illegal, that they are conducting a review of the circumstances that led to her nomination, saying it's the Academy's goal to ensure that the awards competition is conducted in a fair and ethical manner, and we're committed to ensuring an inclusive awards process. Now, a lot of people are saying that the only reason that they're getting... why anyone's paying attention at all is because it is such a tiny movie, when in fact these things happen all day, every day with the very big companies that have movie houses.
Right.
You know what I mean? There's gigantic ads that go in, you know, the LA Times and New York, whatever, that say for your consideration, and they send
Variety
presents to people.
And,
I mean, we get them here, for crying out loud, sometimes. You know, to say that that everyone doesn't have a little say in this is weird. So I don't know what's going to happen. I don't think anything will. But
let me ask you this, Kennedy. Yeah. So, you know, we saw this when Dolly Parton said she didn't want to be inducted in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. And they're like, well, you don't have a choice about this. So does the Academy only do you have to submit your movie to be mm-hmm. considered for an award?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So
it needs to be, well, you turn it in for to be in consideration is what they call it, for your consideration.
So, I mean, just because one actor or actress gets all of their friends to vote for a movie that hasn't been submitted for that category,
I don't know the
can
answer.
It still get...
Well, it did. I don't know the answer to that question. I'm going to assume that because the director of the movie obviously thought her stuff was good, so, mm-hmm. you know, they did all the things that other movie houses did, and his wife is an actress as well and sort of just said, you know, they sent emails to people saying we'd love your support, which I don't think is against the rules, but for some reason everyone is stepping out. Christina Ricci put out something on her Twitter saying that it's completely elitist to only be going after this small tiny little movie just because they're a small tiny little movie
right.
when stuff like this happens every day. So we'll see what happens.
I just brought it up on Rotten Tomatoes. So it's got 97% by the critics and 86% audience score. And you can watch it on Prime Video or Apple TV.
Yeah,
too,
I just think it was one of those
Leslie.
Movies where, you know, it wasn't a big, you know, it wasn't a big movie house, but mm-hmm. but her performance was quite good. So who
well,
knows?
This will probably get this woman a lot of exposure, so that's good for her.
Yeah. I'm gonna go watch the movie now. I love movies like this.
No, thank you. Kanye West got involved in an altercation on Friday, an incident that saw him grab a woman's phone for her and toss it, getting him investigated for battery as a result. Kanye and his maybe wife, Bianca Censori, were leaving a sporting event that his daughter was, you know, his daughter had a basketball game, basically, or something. They all went to it, right?
Mm-hmm.
And while he's leaving, a woman had been following the two of them for quite some time. It ended with him jumping out of his car in the middle of the road and confronting her. So everybody else was around taking video. The driver continued to film Kanye as he says, "You don't have to run up on me like that. If I say stop, you have to stop." The woman objects and says, "I don't have to. You're a celebrity." Then he returns to his vehicle. Another person filming attempts to explain, at which point the video stops. Then a verbal confrontation with someone else, Kanye and a man filming him, because, you know, nothing's more money than somebody losing their mind.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And says, Kanye is unhappy that he's being filmed as he's trying to see his kids. And Kanye is saying, it's called human rights. And then the guy filming says, it's a public place, Kanye. I can do whatever I want.
Right.
This is disgusting.
Yeah.
I think there needs to be some demarcation line. We need to have some sort of legislation or law, because when you're just trying to go and like watch your kid's basketball game or something.
It's not like going to Nobu. You're not trying to get filmed going to see your kid play basketball.
You're not out walking the red carpet
yes.
with your kids or
yes.
or whatever.
You're not at a fancy restaurant where everybody goes to get their birthday.
Right. You're just trying to be a parent like everybody else.
I can't imagine what that it must be like. And for the kids, too.
No, so then Kim was walking down the street after this happened. Paparazzi gets a hold of her. What do you think about Kanye hitting someone? To which mm-hmm. she says, do not talk to me about this in front of my children. Made the paparazzi person apologize to her. And one of the kids you can hear shouting, please leave. Like North has been out a bunch of times and she holds up signs that says, right. stop taking my picture. Like she's 10.
And so what 11? You have here, this is the most gross thing, because you have the paparazzi causing a story with Kanye West. And then you have other paparazzi trying to get more content off of another story that they created in the paparazzi world. It wasn't like,
because they'll get more money if he's fighting.
Right.
And that's unfortunate. Regardless of how we might feel about him, it's just not okay.
Was it paparazzi that was in his face at his kid's game, or was it just another person who was like another parent who
it
was like, oh my
matters.
God, it's Kanye? I'm just curious.
It hardly matters.
One of them,
they were following him. I would assume that they do this for a living. But at the end of the day, anyone can be a paparazzi these days. Anyone can send a picture to TMZ,
yeah,
right?
Yeah,
get
that
paid.
Happens a lot.
That level of fame, I know people like idolize it and lust for it. That would be an absolute nightmare to not be able
to
walk
because
outside.
Because you're famous, you deserve it. No, you don't.
No, you can't. They treat them like they're not people.
And that's literally what they screamed at him. You're in a public place. I can do what I like.
You're a celebrity. I can do what I like.
Gross. And a quick royal update for you, Carson. People being celebrities that don't get to get away with stuff. Prince Andrew might be finally seeing the end of his days at, at least in court. So he has been living at Buckingham Palace since like the 80s. In a four-room apartment there where he lived when he was single, when he was married, and back when he's single. He's still roommates with his ex-wife at Royal Lodge, which is a different place, but he has apartments at Buckingham Palace because he brings chicks there and they dig it.
Listen, I'm not going to besmirch anybody for staying and living at home with their parents. It's expensive out here.
Rent's hard, man.
It is.
It's hard out here for a prince.
So in any event,
is he in the basement of the castle?
He doesn't get to live there anymore. He has been told that Buckingham Palace is no place for Prince Andrew, so his office was closed down last year and now his sleeping quarters, so he won't be able to stay there anymore. And the staff won't have to worry about rearranging his teddy bear collection. If you don't believe me, Google it. Hmm. And that's what I got.
Just imagine him at the bar. Like, yeah, I live with my mom, but she kind of like lives with me, you know. I take care of her. I'm just trying to be a good guy. It's cool.
Yeah, good guy.
We're more like roommates.
I mean,
I'm on the other side of the palace, really.
Yeah. I got the whole wing. It's fine.
Yeah, she would be struggling on her own if it wasn't for me, you know.
None of my other siblings would pitch in.
They're not around. Yeah.
Otherwise, I'd be out doing my own thing. It's fine.
Yeah.
Garbage.
I actually gave up a lot to do this for her because that's the kind of guy I am.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no, oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Can't beat Kennedy, presented by Catches Law Group, the personal injury pros at CatchesLaw.com, where you pay nothing unless they win. Everybody say hey to Jay from Braintree.
What's Hello. Up, Jay?
What's up, guys?
Will you kick Kennedy out of the studio, Jay?
Kennedy, will you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Five pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy, you win the cash. If you tie, that's a loss for you. Kennedy is now over in that soundproof studio. Jay, are you ready?
Yes, sir.
Elijah Wood turned 42 over the weekend. He's best known for playing the Hobbit, Frodo Baggins, in the Lord of the Rings trilogy. In that universe, where do the hobbits live?
In a mound underground, right?
Yeah, what is it called? It's called...
A yurt. I don't know.
A yurt. The famous ice cream shop Baskin-Robbins was almost called Robbins-Baskin. They were brothers-in-law who both owned the ice cream shops. When they decided to merge in 1948, they flipped a coin to see whose name would go first. What is the most famous slogan in Baskin-Robbins history? What do they have?
31 scoops of heaven. Something like that.
31 what?
Flavors.
Question number 3. Jimmy Fallon's lineup tonight includes Austin Butler, Rob Gronkowski, and Tyler Hubbard. Of course, Tyler Hubbard is one half of a group with the songs Cruise, Holy, and This Is How We Roll. Name that group.
Florida Georgia Line.
Nick Cannon made a TikTok with his OG offspring, Moroccan and Monroe. Which singer does Cannon share the twins with?
Mariah Carey.
Kevin Costner is renting out his Aspen Ranch. It's only $36,000 per night. The house includes 12 bedrooms, 8 bathrooms, 24/7 caretakers on site, a baseball field, a sledding hill, and 3 hot tubs. Which state is Aspen located in?
Colorado.
All right, let's get Kennedy back into the studio.
Kennedy!
Nice work, Jay. And you're getting ready to go to the gym, too?
Yes, sir.
Just by the sound of your voice, you sound like a guy who's good at picking things up and putting them back down. You sound like you lift a lot.
He's worked out his brain, then he's going to work out the body, Dan. Welcome back, Kennedy.
Yeah. Thank you.
Jay got 4 out of 5 right.
Well done, sir.
That was well done. These are difficult. You ready, kid?
I am.
Elijah Wood turned 42 over the weekend. He's best known for playing the Hobbit Frodo Baggins in the Lord of the Rings trilogy. In that universe, where do the hobbits live?
On the Shire.
It is the Shire. That is correct.
A yurt in the Shire.
A yurt in the Shire, yes. The famous ice cream shop Baskin-Robbins was almost called Robbins Baskins. They flipped a coin, Kennedy. That's how they decided who it would be named after. What is the most famous slogan in Baskin-Robbins history?
Home of the 31 flavors?
That works. 2-1. Jimmy Fallon's lineup tonight includes Austin Butler, Rob Gronkowski, and Tyler Hubbard. Tyler Hubbard, of course, one half of the group that has songs Cruise, Holy, and This Is How We Roll. Name that group.
Florida Georgia Line.
3-2. Question number 4. Nick Cannon made a TikTok video with his OG offspring, Moroccan and Monroe. Which singer does Cannon share the twins with?
Mariah Carey.
It is 4-3. And question number 5. Kevin Costner is renting out his Aspen Ranch for $36,000 per night, Kennedy.
Is that all?
The house includes 12 bedrooms, 8 bathrooms, 24/7 caretakers on site, a baseball field, a sledding hill, and 3 hot tubs.
Wow.
Which state is Aspen located in?
Colorado.
I just feel like there's a full portrait of Kevin Costner somewhere in that house.
I don't know. He doesn't strike me as that, like, I don't know, maybe.
Him wrestling a bear right in the living room.
I mean, with 12 bedrooms... It would only be $3,000 a night per couple.
That's a Derek Jeter thing, isn't it?
It's only $3,000 a night if you split it with 11 of your couple friends, Dan.
You can be so rich, you don't even have to see your friends if you want.
Yeah, but there's only 8 bathrooms you'd have to share.
Yeah. Oh, peasants.
5-4 is the final score. Nice job, Kennedy. Jay, you don't get the cash, but you're not leaving empty-handed, brother. We have some tickets for you. You're going to be inside the Mixed Lounge with American Authors, presented by Arbella Insurance, here for New England, here for good. So we'll see you there for that, okay?
All right, guys. Thank you.
Yeah, no problem. What do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
I'm Jay from Braintree, and I can't beat Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
The Carson and Kennedy Show is back.
So here we go.
On Mix 104.1.
You know what you need in your life right now, Kennedy?
No.
You need some funny audio.
I do.
Some funny audio from my wife.
And she's the funniest person in radio. I stand by that statement.
So my wife, before she was a small business owner, she was a school teacher. She taught for, I don't know, 5-10 years. We got pregnant with Barrett right when she was finishing her master's to become a principal. She decided to stay home. And next thing you know, she's a small business owner. Never went back into the classroom. Mm-hmm.
Life takes many paths.
And so she's got all this stuff that she has saved from over the years. You know, this stuff is expensive for teachers to have. And so she was going through it over the weekend, doing one of those deep cleans. She was emptying out a box and she came across some letters. So she wanted to be a school teacher even when she was a little girl. Mm-hmm. And in fact, when she did her internship in college, she did it with her own second grade teacher.
That's wild.
Isn't that crazy?
That
right.
So, much.
So she does her internship. And then not long after, we moved to Tallahassee. That's where you and I started the radio show. And they sent her a bunch of letters and she kept them all. She forgot about them. She started reading them last night. I was like, hang on, I got to record this because there's a common thread in here that is really kind of adorable. So again, this is my wife reading these letters of her classes or her students from her internship 20 years ago.
It's an envelope, and it's from my teacher that I interned with, who was also my second grade teacher. Dear Miss Boyers, all the kids sent me letters, so that's my maiden name. Dear Miss Boyers, I really miss you. Will you come to see us soon? I got a computer for Christmas. How are you doing? I am great. Also, I have a secret. My mom is having a baby. Don't tell anyone. Do you work as a teacher? The class wishes you will come back. P.S. Right back soon. I miss you. Hey, my mom's having a baby. Don't tell anybody.
How old are these kids again? Second grade?
Second grade. These are second graders. Dear Miss Boyers, I miss you so much. I wish you would come back. I think you and Miss Gunter are the best. I think you are real pretty. I love your smile. I think it's so cute. Where do you work? How are you doing? Do you have the same boyfriend?
We had only been dating at that point for how long?
We had been dating a year. Dear Miss Boyers, I miss you so much. I love you. When are you coming to see us? How are you doing? How is your DJ boyfriend? I want to see you again. Oh, do you have a job? Do you have the same boyfriend? Are you married yet? How? This is too much. How was your graduation day? I miss your smile. I miss you. Your loved friend always.
Oh.
Megan. Okay. Wow, this one's really long. They all want to know, do you still work at Old Navy? You and Miss Gunner are the best teachers in the whole world. Aw, you are very nice to us. I play basketball now. Da, da, da. Oh, wow. They told me a lot of info. A lot. Britney Spears' brand new CD. Oh, this is a list of what they got for Christmas. a scarf, mittens, and earmuffs. Why you need that in Dothan, Alabama, I'm not quite sure. Dear Miss Boyers, I miss you. When are you coming to visit us? How are you doing? Do you still work at Old Navy in Tallahassee? Are you married? God, they all want to know.
Everybody wants to know if you married that DJ.
Yeah. Do you still have the same boyfriend? Love, Isaac.
I mean, everybody knew about me. I'm just saying I was famous.
Oh, wait for this one.
Okay, oh, I love that we're making it about you.
When are you coming? How are you? I can't wait to see you. How is your boyfriend doing? With a heart over the eye of doing. For the top of the eye.
I made some sort of impact in these kids' lives.
I do cheerleading now. Do you have the same boyfriend? This is the same letter. Do you have a teaching job? Are you, and all caps with little dots on the letters, married? Do you have a classroom full of children? Your friend for always. Love, Rachel.
I mean, I never met any of these kids. Were you
yes,
just...
you did. You came into the... I think you came into school.
Did I come into, like, read the class
something.
Or something? I mean, I must have made an impression.
Oh, my God.
They were really worried about
oh
you.
Oh, my
making
God.
Making sure you got hitched up with that guy.
Is it fun in Tallahassee? Do you like Tallahassee? Do you have the same boyfriend? Do you... Every single one of them. Do you still go... Is your house big? I wish you didn't something. This one's a little bit. They had a little bit of problems with their writing skills. Dear Miss Boyers, we all miss you. When will you come back and visit us? I hope you are having a good time. Miss Boyers, I got an electric scooter for Christmas. Wow, in 2004, nice. That was a big deal, huh? I got a basketball goal. And a pitching machine also. Miss Boyers, I killed two deer. I killed my first one on Christmas Eve. It was a button buck. I killed my second one on New Year's Day. It was a doe. Miss Boyers, I miss you. Love, Hunter. P.S. Right back soon. And he drew a picture of...
Dead deer?
Deer. And him.
Oh, my God.
I think the deers might be a lot. No, it's a deer, a basketball goal. Okay.
That's remarkable. How wonderful. How wonderful.
Isn't that just adorable?
I just love it so much.
Oh, Hunter caught him a couple of deer for Christmas.
Dear Miss Boyers, I got me a 10-point buck.
It's important stuff to them. Yeah. 100%.
The institution of marriage is very strong down south.
It would seem that
it
way.
It is with young people. Yeah. You're nothing if you're not married or whatever, or
right.
a parent.
It was just so funny, so adorable.
I love it so
There was
much.
A lot of them, too, that had where they wrote a note and covered the note with a sticky note. So it said, lift here, and you'd open it, and you know, it was like, I miss you, hugs, right. I'm buying you a cruise.
It must have been good for her to read.
I
that was
love
cute.
That.
It was. And I said to her at the end, I was like, so does this, you know, are you like pining to get back into the classroom? She's like, nope, not a chance in hell.
Is she
like,
pining to get back to Old Navy?
Yeah, that's it, Dan. Definitely.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no, oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Campy Kennedy, presented by our good friends at Ketch's Law Group, the personal injury pros at ketcheslaw.com, where you pay nothing unless they win. Speaking of winning, Julie from Drake, good morning.
Good morning.
Will you kick Kennedy out of the studio?
Kennedy, will you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
You too.
All right, Kennedy is headed out. We've got five trivia questions. They're all pop culture. You get more right than Kennedy, you screw yourself $100, okay?
Okay.
All right. There she is. She can't hear anything that's happening. Question number one. Dolly Parton was asked if she's still trying to recruit Mick Jagger for her rock album. She said she's still waiting and hoping, but if he doesn't budge, I'll kick his bony ass when I see him. What group is Mick Jagger a part of?
The Rolling Stones.
Katy Perry admits she made a huge mistake declining to work with Billie Eilish on her breakout song Ocean Eyes. Who does Katy Perry have a child with?
Orlando Bloom.
Lisa Loring, who played Wednesday Addams on the original Addams Family in the 60s, passed away after a stroke. Who is the Addams Family butler that always answers the door with this famous catchphrase? Take a listen.
You rang.
What's his name?
Ooh. It's not Uncle Fester, but I'm going to say it. Uncle Fester.
Question number four. A new Tomb Raider movie, TV series, and video game are in the works. What is the name of the character who is the protagonist in the Tomb Raider franchise?
What was the game?
Tomb Raider. Also a movie.
Okay. Tomb Raider. I don't know that one.
And question number five. Will Ferrell's dad was actually a musician that played with the Righteous Brothers. Will does some singing of his own and even just starred in a Christmas movie that is a musical opposite Ryan Reynolds. What is the movie called?
Oh my God. I'm going to say like Jingle All the Way, but it wasn't. It was something like that. But
all right.
Jingle All the Way.
Let's get Kennedy back into the studio.
Kennedy! I hear it's harder when you're on the radio.
Yeah.
I thought you did pretty good. Those are tough. Welcome back, Kennedy.
Thank you.
Julie got 2 out of 5.
All right. Well done.
All right. You ready?
You bet.
Dolly Parton was asked if she's still trying to recruit Mick Jagger for her rock album. She said she's still waiting and hoping. But if he doesn't budge, she says, I'll kick his bony ass when I see him. Which group does Mick Jagger play in?
The Rolling Stones.
Tied at 1. Katy Perry admits she made a huge mistake declining to work with Billie Eilish on her breakout song, Ocean Eyes. Who does Katy Perry have a child with?
Orlando Bloom.
Huge mistake. Tied at 2. Lisa Loring, who plays Wednesday Addams, or who played Wednesday Addams on the original Addams Family in the 60s, passed away after a stroke. Who is the Addams Family butler that always answers the door like this?
You rang.
Lurch.
Yes, Lurch. What a great voice. 3-2. Question number 4. A new Tomb Raider movie, TV series, and video game are in the works. What is the name of the character who is the protagonist in the Tomb Raider franchise?
Lara Croft.
That is right. 4-2. Question number 5. Will Ferrell's dad was actually a musician that played with the Righteous Brothers. Will does some singing of his own and even just starred in a Christmas movie that was a musical opposite Ryan Reynolds. What is it called?
Spirited.
It is Spirited. Nice work, Kennedy. Wow. Light work for you there, kid.
It's warming up on a Monday.
Yeah. Good stuff. Well, Julie, I'm sorry. Kennedy gets the win 5-2. You don't get the cash. We do appreciate you listening this morning. I understand you're on your way to a doctor's appointment about acid reflux. You got to ease up on the hot sauce, kid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll see.
Well, I hope that goes well for you.
Right.
Thank you so much.
All right. What do you want to say to Kennedy?
I'm Julia from Drake and I can't be Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.